We can often feel bad about telling people no when they ask us to be involved in a certain ministry or event. But I've learned that no doesn't mean never. It simply means not at this time. Jesus had the same thing in mind when he told his brothers no in John chapter 7. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 7 verse 6 says, Jesus said to them, "My time has not yet come, but your time is always here." Now remember, all that the brothers have suggested to Jesus about his ministry plans has come out of their unbelieving hearts. That's why they suggested what they suggested. And in response to their ministry advice, Jesus says that it's not the right time to go up to the feast, especially in the way that they suggested. We will read later on that Jesus indeed does go up to the feast, but he does so in private. And when he does appear publicly, he does so teaching and not doing fantastic miracles like his brothers suggested. So what we learn is that Jesus was not only committed to his Father's word and plan, but also to his Father's timing. My time has not yet come. Earlier in the passage, it says that Jesus stayed in Jerusalem because the religious leaders in Judea were seeking an opportunity to kill him. Jesus is not hiding out because he's scared or a coward, but what does he say? My time has not yet come. There will be a time for going to Jerusalem in grand fashion, but not yet. Now is not the right time. Now is the time for training and teaching my disciples. And we love this text because it shows us that there are priorities that Jesus followed. Everything had a time and purpose for Jesus. Everything has a time and purpose for us. We're usually quick to ask God to bless and make the most of our self-appointed purposes in this time right now. But we really live the truth of this text out when we are not pushed out of living in God's priorities into anyone else's priorities, including our own. And that's why we must walk with Jesus day by day. Today, please pray for Charles and Mona Costa, our missionaries in Lebanon. And also remember the Haya Life Word broadcast that's heard in Tanzania.